morning. Wake up to win. You are here for a reason, right? To get some type of message. Maybe I'm going to laugh. I make a lot of people cry. I make a lot of people laugh and cry, but joyful tears. A breakthrough, you know? If you haven't gotten it yet, just say, I'm going to get it. It's time. Today is the day. The Lord has made this day for you. Every single day, His mercies are new. His grace is all sufficient. He loves you more than you know. So get up. Get up. Don't let your face be white as snow. We need some color in you. So let's get that color in you. Let's let you see the light. Let's not let you see just black and white in this world. What is black and white, what is set in stone, is His Word. And that's all you need to know. Ooh, prime time with Kristen. That was freestyle. You're welcome. But I, you know, something just hit me. You know, we prayed in 6 a.m. prayer all the way from Champion Lives in Jamaica. Jamaica, man. Rocka Mesa. So proud of y'all always. Man, it's done. It's done. Salvation City over there throughout this whole week. Praying for their eyes, the people in that city, for the eyes to be open, the blinders to be off, so that they see that Jesus loves them. So they see what Jesus did by His blood. So they know who created them and what He gave. He gave His one and only Son. So coming here, I'm going to come to my spot real quick. And this is over by the water. It's pretty. There's a little bit of sand. It's by the bank out in Florida. So if you're in Fort Walton, Shalimar area, come to Eglin Bank every once in a while and just sit by the water. There's a little spot there. And that's where I go to just chat. Just have a chat with God and get some things that maybe are on my heart off. Maybe in my mind stirred up that maybe need to be cleared. Maybe just going to God and asking for clarification and what He has pulled out of me in the past few days. And, you know, free at last. Free. Salvation means free. Means redemption. Means restoration. Means you're a new creation. Transformation station there. Choo-choo. Get you some of that. You want your life to be new. Because if you're sitting in the kingdom of darkness, man, it's pretty dark. And the fire is not the type of fire you want to be in. You know, I'm not that type of person that's going to say, hey, you know, because there's too much religion in this world and people that will come at you, bro, saying, you're going to hell, you're going to the fire, you're going to... When I say fire, I say it in many ways, and it's a good fire coming through my veins. But the bad fire was the fire that almost took me down. But God saw that I had it in me. I had it in me still. A little faith is as small as a mustard seed. You ask in that mountain to move, it'll move. Sorry, I'm getting emotional. No, I'm not sorry. Because I'm here to be emotional. I'm here to share the passion. I'm here to show you that you don't have to be in that type of fire. You can have the good stuff running through your veins. Not the shooting up. Not the twisted mind. Not the chained heart. So the word free means everything to me. A lot of times I talk about Saudi Arabia, how I lived over there. I chose to go there way out of my comfort zone. It's the kingdom there, kingdom of Saudi Arabia. Met a lot of great people there. Made a lot of relationships and cherished relationships. But was sexually assaulted over there. Was hurt over there. And that was sexually assaulted by a driver for a company there. And he was full of the faith of that kingdom and Allah. We'll just put it that way. So it doesn't matter what religion or state of mind people can be in. There is a lot of hypocrisy. There is a lot of freedom that is not there, obviously. So I chose to be there, right? I understood that, you know, and I'm old Mississippi, hey y'all gal that obviously likes to talk. I, you know, what comes up comes out sometime. I'm working on that. But I knew that there was going to be such a bold change. And that boldness was something that was unwanted for a while. And there was a lot of things that happened that were unwarranted. And what I know is the love of God helping me through that depression, anxiety, 180 pounds, a body that was just broken, suicidal ideations, taking medication over and over again that I just, you know, went to the depths of hell with. So free. I'm getting somewhere with this. The kingdom of freedom, the kingdom of love, the kingdom of light, let there be light, the kingdom of joy, the kingdom of righteousness, the kingdom of having the authority seated at the right hand with the Father, given that by His grace. That is His kingdom, our Heavenly Father. Hallowed be that name. That kingdom come, His will be done on earth as it is in heaven. So what is at the other end of the spectrum is a kingdom of darkness. And that God that is ruler of the world, not the spirit realm for us believers of Jesus, but the world. You have a choice, just as I had a choice to go to the kingdom of Saudi Arabia. I already prepared myself mentally somewhat, but I didn't realize how bad it was going to get. And not everybody in that country went through, obviously, what I did. As a woman, not being able to drive, having to cover up, having to listen to certain things that were not of my faith, obviously, and be quiet. But in the kingdom of the heavens, God's kingdom, and what he is established for us to take dominion of, to take authority on this earth, that is, you have the right to be vocal. You have the right to speak His word. You have the right to remind people of His love, to share the gospel, to share that you are meant to be a king or queen, not a chump on this earth. Not to just be an exister. So rising up, is that what you're going to do? Is that the choice that you're going to make today? Choice, chance, change through Christ. We'll go with add another C. Champion. God wants you, that champion that's already inside of you, to be poured out to other people. For you to overcome what you're going through, so therefore you can use that testimony and just be a light to this world. What do you have to lose? Are your kids seeing you depressed? Because my kids, I lost some time with them. Good amount. That's in the past. So we're living now. But I will tell you, it still, twists my heart a little bit. But that's something that's okay. And I know that God shows me the way each and every day. Each and every day. Whatever's sitting on your chest, whatever burden is there, He says, my yoke is easy, my burden is light. And you need to go to His light. I've been to God's light, and it's beautiful. I've felt it, heard it, I've seen it. But He didn't open up the door all the way for me to heaven. He gave me a taste of heaven, a touch of heaven, a sound of heaven. So if He can open up my eyes, He can do it for you. I cry because, man, I feel a lot. But I want you to be full of the feeling that I have, because that is joy from overcoming and knowing that is through Jesus. The all glory to Him. All glory to Him. So you can choose to be in the kingdom of darkness, or you can choose to be in the kingdom of light. The kingdom of darkness, you're going to have chains that won't be, they'll be unbearable. but they will stay. There is no lock. Paul in the Bible, he many of times throughout his walk was persecuted. Of course, you're going to have some persecution. There's always going to be something that comes at you, bro. But Paul, even in prison, rejoiced. He rejoiced. Why? Because he knew what the Lord had done for him. The Lord as his Savior. Even though he murdered. Man. Ooh. So if you are a believer in the Bible, think about that. Have you murdered somebody? Has it gone to that extent? Or is it just like, you know, I just broke up with my boyfriend, I'm depressed, or, you know, just like not being around my children, I don't have access to the, you know, I don't have control of my life right now, I'm having mental disorders, I'm having physical pain, I'm having this, that. What is it? Because if you are a believer and you firmly know this is the truth, because it is, then why aren't you taking that and meditating day and night on that? And why aren't you saying, you know what? This is stupid. I'm over this darkness. I'm going to take authority. I know somebody right now that is going through mania. I know somebody right now that is, it's not controlled. Mania is not controlled. Maybe there's different levels, but that is not that person. And that doesn't come from God. God doesn't want that. God wants you to take the authority that Jesus came down for us to be raised up high with him in the throne room. So when you are praying as well, I'm going to come at you with some passion today. Holy Spirit, holy moly. Holy Spirit's a rock star. You want to get drunk? Get drunk in the Holy Spirit. You want to get high? Get high in the Bible with the Lord. Smoke on some Ephesians. Proverbs, get some wisdom. Leviticus is a little bit bloody. But anyways, you know, you have the authority. He came down. He rose again. Resurrected. We have Christ in us. If you believe in your heart right now, I should do this more often. Because I speak of the Lord, I want salvations, but let's do this right now. For whoever is listening, I don't know you, but I love you. And Jesus loves you. I don't like everybody in this world, and you don't have to. Some people don't like me. Sorry. I am who I am and who he made me to be. That old Kristen's dead and gone. New creation, new woman in Christ. So let's do this right now. Let's go ahead and make this choice. Have I said something that spoke to you? Because this is Christ in me speaking to you. I'm not Jesus, but we were made in the likeness of him. And he said, do greater things in this world than I. And you have the authority to trample over any serpents, demons, anything in his name. And you have the authority if you have faith as small as a mustard seed. Maybe that mustard seed's right in front of you right now. You can speak to that mountain and you can say, move that mountain, because God's not going to move that mountain. You may think he's going to, but no, he wants you to. That is what faith is. Walk by faith, not by sight, the unseen. But if you could visualize that mustard seed, if it's there right now, if you believe in your heart that Jesus Christ rose from the dead, that he is your Savior, and you want to make him the Lord of your life, I want you to confess it right now. Confess it. Scream it out to the heavens. Know you are worthy. I'd love to hear some testimonies from all almost 8,000 plays on this podcast. I would love it. There's a place I think you can actually, I mean, my profile on Facebook, Kristen Peterson, not hard to find, is public. Not for this. None of this is for my spotlight. This is for the Lord. This is for you. And that's not it. there have been some salvations, many probably, from this podcast. And I thank the Lord for that. It's not me, it's Him. He's using me. And that's the best type of use there is in this life. It's not about, hey, because if you are saved, hallelujah. Let me rejoice for you right now. Let me rejoice. I thank the Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for coming to me, because somebody right now, the heavens are rejoicing with you. You are not alone. You are a new creation. All the old things have passed. All that sin, all whatever, that you know now what Jesus did. But now you have the requirement to go out into this world. You have to walk out your salvation, working it out, going into the Word. Yes, you're going to go to heaven. Hallelujah. But that's not it. That's not where the walk stops. It shouldn't be. And a lot of people, that's what happens. So thank you, Jesus, for this morning, having this on my heart so I can share this for this person's brand new start. God bless. Gotta get to work. Shine your light.